Man heard impossible hatchet attack at NYC ATM machine. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2021. A man is now recovering after reportedly being attacked at an ATM in Lower Manhattan over the weekend. The incident occurred at approximately 5:20 p.m. Sunday at the Chase Bank ATM located on Broadway near Morris Street, according to CBS New York. Police say the suspect, who is believed to be homeless, was standing in the vestibule when the victim walked up to the ATM to get cash. As the victim, 51, was withdrawing money, the suspect attacked, hitting him in the head and leg, the outlet said. The victim was transported to Bellevue Hospital and later listed in stable condition. The suspect fled, but police recovered the weapon at the scene of the incident. The New York Post reported the alleged attacker was still being sought on Sunday evening. The guy that got hit in the head was screaming, a witness told the outlet, adding, "It's crazy. People were shouting and we saw the guy laying down, a lot of blood." Meanwhile, Bronx shootings rose 56% this year under the leadership of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., Breitbart News reported on July 29. New York has the gun controls which the Biden administration and other Democrats at the federal level are pushing for the entire country. Those controls include a red flag law, universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, firearm registration requirements, and ammunition registration. In addition, a recent poll found 72% of voters opposed defunding the police amid the crime wave sweeping across the country. 72% of voters also said they opposed defunding the police, and a slim 52% majority said they support the controversial practice of stop and frisk in urban areas to deter gun crime. 56% also say they oppose eliminating cash bail, a Harvard Caps Harris poll noted.